Welcome to Follow the Medical Record, where healthcare experts give insights into the increasing importance of following a patient's medical record through the health ecosystem with compliance, privacy, security, and efficiency front and center. This podcast is brought to you by MRO and hosted by Don Hardwick, Senior Vice President of Client Relations at MRO. Don has been in the health information management industry for over 40 years and has extensive knowledge of how medical records make their way through the healthcare ecosystem. At MRO, Don is responsible for strategic client engagement programs and overall client satisfaction. To hear from all of MRO's industry experts, be sure to visit mrocorp.com for additional content and to sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. Over to you, Don.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another session of Follow the Medical Record as we talk today about MRO's evolution from a disclosure management company to a clinical data exchange organization. I'm your host, Don Hardwick, and thanks for listening today. As always, you can learn more about MRO on our website at mrocorp.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at mrocorp. I want to welcome MRO's Chief Commercial Officer, Matt Wildman, who leads up our sales, marketing, and commercial operations team. So welcome to the show, Matt.
Great to be with you, Don. As they say, long-time listener, first-time caller.
There you go. I like that. So for our listeners, Matt, if you could give us a little bit of your background and more specifically in your current role with MRO.
Yeah, happy to. I spent the last 21 years in healthcare technology. I started my career with Arthur Andersen on the management consulting side of the house, but I really kind of had an affinity for healthcare. And back in 2002, I took a role with Cerner Corporation out of Kansas City. And I had this idea that get a little healthcare experience and then parlay it back into another management consulting role kind of within the next 2 years. And I'll tell you, Don, I couldn't have been more wrong as I spent the next 20 years with Cerner. And I feel really fortunate to have had that experience. I've had some great opportunities to serve in some leadership roles with Cerner. I led our Australian business. I ran our sales organization, led our client organization. And for me, like the pace of healthcare and IT coming together has just always created this environment, like just full of hard, fun problems to go work on. And Cerner was no exception. Like had an opportunity to work with some of the very best in healthcare IT and just partner with some of the preeminent brands in healthcare today. But I loved my time at Cerner, but at this 20-year mark, I kind of just found myself looking for a change of topic. About that time, I got introduced to Jason Brown, MRO's CEO, and just really became impressed with MRO's legacy of great technology, this just incredible client service mindset, but also this really tangible vision of how to change how clinical information is exchanged in healthcare. So I joined the team at the beginning of last year, actually. And as you know, Don, like I feel like everyone who works in healthcare has kind of a mission-driven mindset. And this team is certainly no exception. I think the MRO group is just among the best I've ever been around in terms of this disdain for the status quo and just this desire to create a better healthcare experience for everyone that we serve. So as you mentioned, I serve as our chief commercial officer today, got accountability for our go-to-market teams and client service, and just a real treat to be with you. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I do want to spend a little bit of time here talking about the transition that MRO has made over the years from just solely a disclosure management company to a clinical data exchange company, very much similar in the, you know, processing of information, but how that information is going to evolve and the needs of that information is going to evolve over the next few years is pretty dynamic. So I'll kind of give a brief background of MRO and why and how it was originally founded 22 years ago. And in short, the founder saw an opportunity, I guess, to introduce technology in what at the time was pretty much a manual method of processing information. But that underlying theme of bringing technology to the table has been the guiding force that's driven our approach over the past years, and consistently developing new technology enhancements to our existing platforms, and then bringing new products, new services to the market as a byproduct of that everlasting quest that you mentioned a minute ago as part of our core operations. We have now developed into what we're referring to as a clinical data exchange organization. We've set sort of the industry bar and then reset that industry bar a number of times through the years, incorporating not only the technology that we've brought to the table, but also, you know, the superior service that MRO was known for in the disclosure management arena. It's been evidenced through the years by, you know, one of the awards that's one of the higher recognized award organizations. It's called KLAS. You're probably very familiar with that too, Matt, through the years. And out of the past 12 years, MRO has been the KLAS leader 11 of those 12 years, which quite honestly is almost unheard of in the industry, in the tech industry, and in the KLAS evaluation components or groups that they evaluate. So, Matt, as the healthcare industry's evolved, especially over the past few years, given the heavy concentration in the IT side, how have you seen the demand for the clinical information change over the past few years coming from your background with Cerner?
Yeah, the demand has changed materially over the last few years. And so if you think about clinical data as this currency that's really fueling just incredible innovation in healthcare today, which is important for all of us. And as I think about it on a personal level, Don, like as a consumer of healthcare, I want anyone involved in my care, proactively, reactively, whatever. Like I want them to know everything they can about me. And it's that's creating this insatiable demand for clinical information. But it also creates this burden that the industry at large kind of bears. And we've got this ever-growing list of stakeholders, massive amounts of data that need to be exchanged. And it's just, it's incredibly powerful, but it's incredibly complex to manage at the same time. And so as we serve all these different stakeholders in healthcare, like we think about our provider organizations that are really struggling to manage this massive administrative burden, just trying to keep pace with the kind of increasing volume of requests that are coming their way from a new set of stakeholders, it seems, every year. Our payer clients are really kind of yearning for more timely, efficient access to information as they work to do things like supporting gaps in care and care management initiatives, among many other use cases as well. We serve a wide variety of registries and accountable care organizations, and they've got to prove that they're driving improved quality in the care that their providers deliver as they kind of work to submit those quality metrics to CMS and other entities. And so all of these entities have to do this in compliance with kind of a rapidly changing set of regulatory mandates and requirements as well. And oh, by the way, like all this data sits in a wide array of repositories and a wide array of systems and formats and things like that. So for us, what's exciting, Don, is like we occupy, you know, I just think this fascinating space in the middle of all that. We have this opportunity, really obligation, if you think about it, to kind of facilitate a more digital exchange of that relevant clinical information across that wide variety of use cases. And so that's what we do. We accelerate clinical data exchange, full stop. And in many respects, to do that elegantly it's a technological problem. And you alluded to this a little bit, like we built what we call the clinical data exchange platform that allows us to facilitate that work with great elegance. And so CDXP, as we call it, like it allows us to acquire data from hundreds of different disparate systems. We can standardize that data, we can normalize that data, and then ultimately we elegantly share and present that information across a wide array of users. And as you would expect, like we have to do that securely every single time as well. So, but as you said earlier, like great technology really only matters if it's paired with exceptional service. And I just think those two combined are a really powerful combination. And those KLAS results, we're really proud of that, but it really only matters to us as a proxy for the level of satisfaction that our clients feel in the work that we deliver every day. So great to say it as a headline, but that is born out of a tremendous amount of work across our thousands of employees that kind of show up for our clients in a very meaningful way every day.
Matt, you know, in the past, there's sort of been a dichotomy, I guess, between the providers of healthcare and the ones that retain and hold that data and those that are in need of it. How do you see that expanding now? And you're sort of referencing MRO being that conduit between the two. How do you see that advantage on both ends occurring because of that exchange, the advantages to the provider? You referenced the registry business as one of those avenues. How do you see that working or that relationship improving because of that, of the timeliness of that exchange and the amount of data that can be exchanged through this conduit?
I think we've got this great opportunity to really honor the kind of the legacy and tradition that's made this company so successful over the last 22 years, but also kind of keeping a keen eye on what our clients need and expect from us over the next decade ahead. And so, you know, we are on this journey and have been for a while of just injecting modern technology into a set of workflows that were previously done in a very analog way. And that technology modernization effort is accruing across all aspects of our business today. And we're fortunate, you know, that business represents more than 1,100 hospitals. We work with tens of thousands of clinics, more than 200 payers. But we, you know, we also serve a wide array of accountable care organizations and registries alike. And based on the evolution of their needs, we are expanding our portfolio of capabilities to kind of help them solve new use cases and problems every single day.
So, Matt, that evolution is an important piece and sort of drives part of our discussion today. And this show in particular has always focused on, as the title of the program is, Follow the Medical Record. But that's only a small portion of what's transitioning today. And it's more of not following just that one source, but how that one source is bifurcated into multiple areas of interest by lots of different organizations. The registry business, as I mentioned a minute ago, is one of those where they have very concise, very myopic vision of what those registries need to produce for them. And then all the way to, you know, a payer that is much broader in looking at the total healthcare package that they've paid for or about to pay for, as well as providers that are looking at every single detail of test results and so forth. So not only have we sort of followed the medical record, but would you say, you know, in this concept, expanding this role into more broader approach is the way of the future for this show as well?
Yeah, no question. I mean, we're incredibly excited about the broader base of clients that we serve in healthcare today, and feel like this is a great opportunity for us to kind of do the same thing with this podcast and really bring kind of a wider aperture of content forward for the market. So as I think about this, Don, I think we have an opportunity here to really dive into all aspects of the U.S. healthcare landscape and continue to shine a light on the responsibility of our provider organizations to share the clinical information that they hold with all types of data consumers. But we also want to discuss how payers and ACOs, registries, societies, all healthcare organizations really fit into that same mix. And so we're excited about the opportunity to kind of take a more comprehensive look at the pressing issues shaping the industry today and really providing some unique perspectives from top leaders in the marketplace. And I'd just be remiss if I didn't say, Don, you've been an incredible steward of this podcast for a really long time now, and I'm just really excited about the opportunity to share this responsibility with you as we roll forward. And we'll look for opportunities to bring in other guest hosts along the way as we roll forward, those from our leadership team, other industry leaders as well. But the intent here is really to kind of cover the hottest topics in healthcare across the totality of the work that we do and what's impacting healthcare stakeholders today. So to our audience listening, I just ask you to look for The Exchange, connecting healthcare execs wherever you get your podcast, or you can certainly continue to access this on healthcarenowradio.com. And the next time you hear from MRO in the podcasting world, we're going to be talking about accountable care organizations, and I'll be your host on that show. And we want to take a deeper dive into the quality submission process that ACOs are navigating now as those regulatory dynamics are shifting by the end of this year. So we're excited to bring that to you and many, many more in the future.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate that. And I look forward to continuing to be a part of those discussions from time to time and sharing some of the responsibility of hosting the show. So thank you very much for your involvement. And we really do appreciate you jumping into here and kind of coordinating some of these shows as well, and having other hosts that have very direct expertise in some of these areas that we're starting to bridge into will be a nice enhancement to the show. So thanks, Matt. I really do appreciate it. And to our listeners out there, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm your host today, Don Hardwick.